We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Before we wade any deeper into the show here, I want to put the coverage of what has happened in Minnesota in perspective and remind you, this is a nation of 310 million people. And if you watch the On the Loop rotation of these deaths at the hands of police, you would think this is everywhere. It is systemic. It's epidemic. In fact, the media came up with that word systemic because after they played this level of brainwashing on the news over and over and over again, it almost looks systemic. So they gave it a name. But how systemic is it actually? This is our former Attorney General Bill Barr in September of last year. He's talking about the police killing statistics and black people from the year before. So that he would have been talking about the 2019 stats out of the FBI.
For the past few decades, we've been reforming our institutions to make sure they reflect our values. And the police have been engaged in that. And we shouldn't let this incident and the actions of a bad few obscure the fact that the police have made a lot of progress. Instances of the shooting of black unarmed males has been dropping. It was 38 5 years ago. Last year it was 10. 10 in the nation, and six of those were involved in attacking the police officer at the time they were shot. So while any death is too many, the fact is that in proportion, it's relatively small. I mean, there are eight.
Wait. It's going down? Uh-huh. It was higher under Obama. Yeah. 10 were killed in 2019? Yes, by police. Who were unarmed, and six were resisting. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like an epidemic to you? Does that sound like a system? No. No, it doesn't. Because it's not. It's just not. So I thought I would put that in perspective because it just makes the coverage the media is doing grotesque. And that is aimed at one thing, and that is tearing this country apart. But more importantly, it is aimed at the working class because if working class voters, black, white, and Hispanic, voted together, they could give themselves another 6% wage hike like they had in 2018 under Trump. And that terrifies Wall Street. So you have got to divide the classes in this country, and they do it using race. It is pernicious. It is racist. It is discriminatory. And it is sick. But it's what they do, and they're doing it right now. Lee, I've pulled the numbers from last year.
Okay.
So let's start. Let's take it from the top. 1,021 Americans killed by police officers last year. And again, if you were to ask people, okay, well, were more of them black or were more of them white? Given the coverage in this country, I bet you most people would tell me they were black. This doesn't happen to white people. Actually, more white people were killed. 457 of them were white. 243 were black. That's astonishing when you think about it, because you don't know a single one of their faces or their names, do you? The white ones wasn't covered. And that creates the perception this doesn't happen to white people. Those cases were blacked out. They might have been covered at the local level, but they were not covered at the national level. Okay, well, let's go further into the Washington Post police shooting database, which you can pull yourself, and I encourage you to. It's really eye-opening. And it's got the FBI data in there, and they just log the cases. It's just black and white. It's not partisan. It's not manipulated. It's just the facts. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at how many were unarmed. Of the one, this is a shocking statistic, 1,021 killed last year by police. How many were unarmed? Just 55, Lee. So what can we learn from that? If the officer tells you drop the gun, drop the knife, stop the car, you do it and you live.
How about not resisting arrest, too?
Well, I'm getting to that, too.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Sorry, didn't mean to step on you there.
All right, you can do this. This is fun. No, it's fun. You can do, and I wasn't crabbing at you. I'm just so frustrated this morning. I'm just so frustrated watching them tear this country apart with the lie. Okay, so you can select for that. It's really cool, actually, in the Washington Post database. How many were killed who were unarmed and not fleeing? So unarmed also includes you were armed when the police stopped you, but you listened to them and you disarmed. Okay, so now you're unarmed. They weren't fleeing, and they were unarmed. This is out of 1,021 shot by the police. Just 8 black people and 13 white people for a total of 21. 21 unarmed people who were not killed, who were not fleeing and not armed, were killed by the police. Now, we hate that. That's bad. And in a lot of these situations, Lee, these are freak. At this point, it's freak accidents. It's George Floyd, who, had fentanyl in his system, 3 times the lethal limit,
and amphetamines,
plus the meth, plus the Percocet. We're into freak situations now in a lot of these. Okay, where it's like, whoa. But here again, if you just surrender the knife, surrender the gun, and you don't flee, you're gonna live. In fact, your chances of being hit by lightning are higher and dying from it. 49 people on average are killed by lightning in America every year. 21 unarmed, black or white, doesn't matter. Unarmed people not fleeing are killed by police. So, if these mothers they put on TV, I can't send my son out, he'll get killed. You mean by lightning? Because you ought to be more worried about lightning. This is the absurdity of this. And the most shocking figure of all, how many black people who were not fleeing from the police and were unarmed at the time they were killed by the police were killed? 8. We're not even in double digits. 13 whites. And this is the reason I focus on the white number, Lee, is because the media has at the same time created this perception that this doesn't happen to white people. And they do that by blacking it out when it happens to white people, in order to support the narrative.
Well, and you have members of the Democrat Party and members of Congress who are continuing to use that narrative. The comments that have come from several of these folks recently, and I'm talking about, Democrat Congress people, House members and senators, who are saying that there is an intentional use of deadly force against black individuals because they're black.
It's just not the case.
And that's irresponsible for the elected officials to be speaking in this way. It's absolutely irresponsible. If a Trump administration official, if Republican lawmakers were talking about this, they'd be vilified in the media and they would be asked to resign. But yet you have Democrats who can make these patently false statements. I realize that you think that may be the perception of some of your constituents, and maybe even you think that yourself, but it is an incorrect assumption considering the numbers that you're talking about here.
It is, and here's the thing. Let's just give an example of how this happens. This is why my liberal girlfriends, I had one of them even actually say to me, you just don't understand, you're white. You can't understand. This doesn't happen to white people. And I'm like,
yes, it does.
And they think that because they don't hear about it, if it happened, I'd hear about it. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Let me give an example of that. So Kamala Harris and Joe Biden throw gasoline on the flames. This must have been intentional. This is racist. Racism is happening. It's terrible. Okay. Well, when Michael Culberson, right here in Greenville, is shot and killed with multiple shots to the back while fleeing from the police, they were in the safety of the SWAT van. They didn't have to come out. They did. They shot him in the back in front of his grandparents' house on a residential street. If he was black, Joe Biden, who was campaigning at that time in Kamala, they would have come out, man, tears in their eyes. But he was white, so they ignored it. And it never made it beyond local coverage. And the astonishing thing, comparison-wise, when you look, and I'm not saying the sheriffs were even wrong here. Don't misunderstand. I'm just saying if he'd been black, this would have been way to have gone. Here's the astonishing thing. We're looking at a police officer now charged with, with manslaughter in Minnesota for accidentally discharging her gun. She thought it was the taser. Should she be fired for that? Sure. You can't continue your job after you do something that's stupid, right? But is the intent there? No. So she's not only fired, but she's charged. What happened to the sheriff's deputies here in Greenville that jumped out of the protection of the SWAT van to shoot Michael Culberson in the back multiple times in front of his grandparents' house? What happened to them? Were they charged? No. Are they still on the job? Yeah. Why? Michael Culberson was white. And that, Lee, is what's tearing this country apart. that, not race, not racism by cops, that double standard. And if you want to break it down, it's really not even about race. It's about liberal privilege. They tell you it's about race, but they lie. It's about liberal privilege. The guy in Minnesota had liberal privilege. Michael Culberson did not because he was white. So I'm here to tell you this morning, if you're white, do not think you can run from the cops without bullets through your back, because you can't. Let's keep going. Remember Zachary Hammond, shot dead in the back while driving less than 5 miles per hour in a parking lot that was blocked by police and where there were no bystanders over a bag of pot. We can do this all day long. His killer, thanks to screaming and yelling by me, finally got fired from the Seneca PD. He's never been charged. Bullet to the back. Zachary Hammond's biggest mistake was being white. And the reason he was never charged by the Justice Department is because it wouldn't further the narrative. It damages the narrative if this can happen to a young white man who deals drugs. So, there's a narrative. And look, I'm not saying that the sheriff or anybody is wrong here. I'm just laying out the double standard. And we haven't even gotten to Ashley Babbitt yet. We haven't even gotten there. Don't let them tell you that this is about race. It's about liberal privilege. It's about manipulation of the American people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A remarkable poll out from Rasmussen. This is what really divides this country. It's the things of which we are not allowed to speak. There are so many of those. The problems we actually have, we aren't allowed to speak of. We only speak of the fake problems, the ones manipulated and manufactured by the media. But underneath it all, this is what percolates. I know this poll blows my mind. But voters are not letting go of their belief that the 2020 presidential election was a fraud-filled nightmare and a theft. Listen to this. By a margin of 51 to 44%, that's a majority, even in Common Core math, 51% is a majority. 51 to 44% voters said it was likely that cheating affected the outcome. So they're not buying the elite's line on this. Rightly or wrongly, whatever you want to say here, they're not buying it. Which, given the censorship around this issue, I mean, the fastest way to lose your Twitter and or Facebook account is to say the election was stolen, and before you can get it all typed out, the post and maybe the account is gone. 51% of Americans said it was likely that cheating affected the outcome. So not likely that there was cheating, which is what... you know, our Department of Injustice told us at the time, well, there's some cheating, but it's no big deal. No, they're not buying that. They think it affected the outcome. That, folks, with this underlying everything in our country, seriously, this is never going away. We're never going to heal. It's just like putting a Band-Aid over a wound. Now, listen to this. The 51% who say it is likely that cheating affected the outcome, 74% are Republicans, no surprise here. But the surprise, 30% of Democrats. 30% of Democrats. Think the Democrats stole the election? I mean, I don't know if they're fine with it. Probably are. 47% of Americans say it is likely Democrats stole, not just somebody, Democrats stole or destroyed ballots for that, you know, ballots for former President Donald Trump. You know why that is? Let me tell you why that's festering. Okay. Because all over the world. I watched the coverage on Twitter all over the world that night. And then the morning, and then the next day. The whole world was gobsmacked by those numbers coming in and by what happened. Because the whole world saw something they'd never seen before in America, and the whole country saw something they'd never seen before. They watched polling places shut down across five states with Trump well ahead, and then reopen after poll monitors were ejected, we later learned, with Biden well ahead. That has never been explained. It never has. What caused that? And there was a second thing the world has never seen, and neither have Americans. This is what causes this today. I'll tell you why they think this. We have never seen a president lose votes. Like, you know, one person might have X votes and another might have Y votes, and then the Democrat pulls ahead, right? We've seen that before. That's not unusual. But when the person who's ahead loses votes and the person who's behind gains them, it's banana republic looking stuff. Maybe there's a good record. Maybe there's an explanation for it. People have tried to tear it apart. Maybe there's a glitch somewhere. And we even know how the numbers were loaded. Well, we know this. They came from the boards of elections. They went, most of them, through this big interface that the New York Times had. And then they came back out on the other side in a service that most of the television media subscribed to, right? So this is why, no matter what station you were watching, you saw this bizarre phenomenon. Trump's losing votes. Dang, he's losing votes. How do you lose votes? I don't know. If it happened in one state, you go, well, you know, it's probably an error uploading some board of elections somewhere. But it happened across all the swing states. It's never been explained. And so people all over the world, I just watched it on Twitter the next day and the days after. These are people who aren't partisan, don't have a stake in what goes on in the U.S. And they're all going, wow. America people saw it too, and they never forgot. You know what is, if this election was not stolen, okay? We don't know. If this election was not stolen, you know what they could do to do go a long way toward fixing this? Explain what happened that night. No one has and no one can. Instead, they tell you, shut up. There's nothing to see here. But I saw Trump lose votes. I saw the cardboard boxes go up, the cardboard go up on the windows when they ejected the poll monitors. I saw, can you explain? No, shut up. Are we taking your account? That's what drives this. Country won't survive this long term, folks. It won't. It won't. We can't heal from this until this is explained. And shut up, it's not good enough. It's not. We need an explanation. This country cannot heal until this is taken apart and explained. And it speaks volumes. They won't do it, doesn't it? If you listen to the media today, they'll tell you that systemic racism is tearing the country apart. But that's not true. Now, dual justice is tearing the country apart. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. As a crime reporter for many, many years, I covered a lot of police shootings in Charlotte. I remember one in particular that would be adjudicated a completely different way today. This is under a Democrat prosecutor, which we had at the time in Charlotte. And a guy was running from police. And as he was running away from, he was black. Officer who shot and killed him was white. The officer who shot and killed him shot him in the back. And the officer told him to stop, told him to stop, told him to stop. He reached into his pocket and pulled out something that looked like a gun. Okay. In Charlotte, two officers had tragically been killed. In fact, you could see the statue in their honor. If it's still allowed to stand, I don't know. It was there last time I went downtown. And they made the mistake of not shooting the guy running from them. And he turned very quickly, as they can do. It takes a split second, fired the gun, and killed them both. And that was no doubt fresh in the mind of the officer who watched this guy running away. And he's begging him, please stop, please stop, please stop. The guy reaches in his pocket as he's running away and pulls out what looks like a gun. Officer gunned him down, killed him with shots to the back. It wasn't a gun. It wasn't a gun. It was a wallet. I have no idea why he would throw it running away. Maybe it wasn't his. I don't know. Was that a mistake? I don't know. You could debate it. The officer said, I thought it was a gun. And he had let him go until he pulled it out of his pocket, right? But it wasn't a gun. It was a wallet. Did that officer get charged? This would be 15 years ago now. Nope. Did he keep his job? Yep. Now, we all know that'd go very differently today. We've just established a new standard in Minnesota. If you make a mistake, you have a freak accident and somebody who has black ties in your care as a police officer, even if they're resisting arrest and fleeing the scene, you will not just lose your job, which you probably should, you will be charged criminally. That's the standard. And America could survive that intact as a country if that was the standard across the board. But it's not. The real standard is liberal privilege. We all know it. It's what makes people angry. It's what's tearing this country apart. Let me give you an example. The problem is that this new standard of law enforcement is not applied when the victim does not have liberal privilege. That is the real problem in this country. You cannot come up with a more jarring contrast right now than Ashley Babbitt. Remember Ashley Babbitt? 35-year-old white woman, Trump supporter. She entered the Capitol through the window. She was unarmed, as were all of those who entered the Capitol, 100%. Not one of them had a gun. And she was shot and killed without warning. Dwayne Wright in Minnesota got a warning. She was shot and killed without warning by a plainclothes Capitol police officer as she climbed through the broken window in the door. Now, just like this guy in Minnesota, she was breaking the law at the time. Not a good idea. You put your life at risk when you do that in front of a cop every time. Doesn't matter your race. So by the new law enforcement standard, the Capitol police officer, who was black, should have been charged, right? And if he was, we could all go about our business. We could feel like America was still fair. We were just getting a little tougher on police. But he wasn't charged. Listen to why the Federal Department of Injustice is not charging this officer in what we would call the murder of Ashley Babbitt. If Ashley were black and she was wearing the Antifa or Black Lives Matter jersey, we would be able to clearly see as a country that this was murder. But she's on the wrong team. You want to know why they didn't charge him, the officer? This is galling after watching what just happened in Minnesota. Quote, this is from their statement. The investigation revealed no evidence to establish that at the time the officer fired a single shot at Ms. Babbitt, killing her, the officer did not reasonably believe it was necessary to do so in self-defense. She was nowhere near him. She was a threat to no one. She had no weapon. She was unarmed. Let's read that again. They're not charging him in the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt because, quote, the officer did not reasonably believe that it was necessary to do so in self-defense or in defense of members of Congress. Okay, so I'll read it. That was a little confusing. I'm sorry. The investigation revealed no evidence to establish that at the time the officer fired a single shot at Ms. Babbitt, the officer did not reasonably believe it was necessary to do so in self-defense or in defense of the members of Congress. Okay. So we're going to read the officer's mind, and we're going to say there's no evidence. There's no evidence. He didn't reasonably believe that he, you know, anybody was in danger. So which he just shot her. Couldn't you say that? In Minnesota? You could, couldn't you? Why don't we just come out in Minnesota and say the same thing? Well, I mean, the officer thought that she was in danger. It doesn't look like she was, but it doesn't matter. The officer thought she was in danger. So she shot him. Case closed. See the problem there? That is the double standard that is tearing this country apart. And we all know why. It's not even black versus white. It's deeper than that. It's liberal privilege. It's liberal privilege. Ashley Babbitt didn't have liberal privilege, so she doesn't count. It's okay to kill her. If you just feel that you're in danger or, heck, the wind's blowing the wrong way, you can do it. As long as she's white and doesn't have liberal privilege. If the person is black or is otherwise perceived to have liberal privilege, in other words, maybe they're an Antifa or Black Lives Matter supporter, and you shoot them, you are going down. Even if it's an accident and there's no intent, you are going down. Folks, we have to pick one standard and apply it in all cases, or this country's going down. We cannot exist this way. It will tear this country apart. We have to pick one standard and go with that for everybody. As usual, the news is filled with what is not a problem. Not what actually is a problem. This is a problem. Have you seen the propaganda around inflation? It's hysterical. I mean, honestly, the first time I read the AP's take on this, I threw my head back and laughed. U.S. consumer prices increased a sharp 0.6% in March, the biggest uptick since 2012 in a single month, while inflation over the past year jumped 2.6%. The entire article doesn't mention the trillions we've spent. Doesn't mention it. It's like, didn't happen. The AP continues, don't worry about it. It's largely expected to be a temporary blip rather than a reawakening of long-term inflation. Oh, based on what? They don't say. The increase in the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index Tuesday followed a 0.4% increase in February and was the biggest one-month gain since the 0.6% bump in August 2012. They don't even mention the spending. They don't even mention the printing. They don't even mention the fact that if every person on Earth, all 7 billion, bought a $100 treasury, we can only pay for less than half of the borrowing we did in just the last package. There aren't enough human beings on the Earth to buy the treasuries to pay for it. That's how astronomical and quite frankly hysterical the spending is. I mean, it's funny if you step back and distance yourself. It's really funny that a country thinks it can do this. In the capitals all over the world, the leaders of the world behind closed doors, their jaws are hanging open when they're not laughing. We've become a bizarre freak banana republic. This is bizarre stuff. The way we talk now. Oh, no, I said, no, it's not caused by the spending. To put this in perspective, and this will stun you, just for a little bit perspective. And by the way, we're planning trillions more as if none of this is happening. It's an absolute destruction of the country right in front of your face. There's no other way to describe it. I mean, that is what it is. Do you realize Joe Biden, in the first 3 months of his administration, is on track to spend two Iraq wars? Two. Do you realize that during the entire Obama administration, all 8 years, they racked up $8 trillion worth of debt? Whole 8 years, $8 trillion worth of debt. Do you realize that Joe will spend that this year? But you know, just for the record, we don't have inflation. There's no inflation. No. This is not caused by inflation. You know what's hilarious about that to me? The AP doesn't actually quote anyone as saying that. They just stipulate it without a source. Because no one in this country is willing to say that. Oh, no, the spending doesn't cause inflation. They know it does. So they're just being silent about it. Just being silent about it. So we have a record gain in inflation. How are we dealing with this as a country? Same way as we deal with everything. We just bar anybody from talking about it. And it'll go away. Kind of like if the terrorists from Yemen from the FBI's terror watch list are caught sneaking into the country, you just send Circleback Saki out to say, oh, that's no big deal. And then when that doesn't work, you just pull down the Border Patrol's report on it off the internet. See, terrorists are gone. Well, no, but they're still here. No, they're not. They're gone. No, but they're here. No, we're just not talking about it. Okay, that'll work. Yeah, that'll totally work. Well, here's another example of that. Just as we spend $2 trillion. By the way, you know how we're paying for that, right? We put out fake treasuries that there aren't enough people on Earth to buy, and then our Federal Reserve buys them up with printed money. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's not real money. It's a joke. It will destroy the country. It will wreck our dollar. And they know that in Washington. They just don't speak of it. We never speak of the problems we actually have. So how do they deal with that? Same way they did the terrorists. The Federal Reserve, whose only job it is to forecast inflation and control it, just announced, smack in the middle of the multi-trillion dollar spending that shatters all previous records in humankind, not just this country, their solution is we're just going to stop forecasting inflation. Oh, that'll solve the problem. Yeah, we're just going to do a day-to-day report. In other words, we'll report the inflation as it exists on this day, but we will not project it into the future. Problem solved. Yeah, kind of like how deleting the press release about finding a terrorist sneaking into the country, you could just solve that problem by deleting the press release, right? And nothing will blow up. Like, totally nothing will blow up, and nobody will come. Problem solved? It's easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.